Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Today we are beginning a 22-week series in Psalm 119. And why 22 weeks? Because this psalm is divided into 22 sections, with each section separated by a letter in the Hebrew alphabet, from the first letter to the last letter, with each section having 8 verses. And so today we begin with the letter Aleph in Hebrew, which means the beginning, or the first one that all of the other letters follow after. And that letter finds its origin in the symbol for an ox, an animal of strength. And so it is with God. He is the beginning of all things. He is the one that we are to follow after. He's the one with power and with might and with strength. He is timeless. He is changeless. He's God. And we're not quite sure who wrote down this psalm while under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Some say that it was David, while others say that it was Daniel, and still others say that it was Ezra. And we are also not quite sure if this psalm was written down over a period of time, even over the course of the life of the psalmist, or if it was written down all at the same time. But what we do know is that the thoughts that are expressed by the psalmist are dominated by thoughts concerning the Word of God. How much he values the Word more than anything else in life. The Word gives him strength. It points out his behavior, what his behavior is to be, and what it is not to be. The Word to him is like a compass that determines the direction of his life. And within the simplicity of this psalm, we will discover a rich depth of meaning. We will also feel the flame of the fire of the psalmist reaching all the way up to the throne of God in worship and in adoration of him. And these are lessons that we hope to learn and to apply to our lives as we make our way through this psalm. And so we begin in verse 1, where we find that the psalmist is overwhelmed by the truth of the Word of God that has been revealed to him. Is that what happens when we read the Word of God? Are we overwhelmed by him? The psalmist was overwhelmed, and so he cries out, "How blessed," Esher in Hebrew, "how happy, how content are those whose lives are in line with the truth of the Word of God, those whose way is blameless," tamim in Hebrew, "whose path in life is complete and who lack nothing because they are walking in integrity, because they are following the will of God that is found in His Word. Those are the ones who have real joy. Blessing belongs to those who hear the Word of God correctly, who understand it, and then who walk, it says, in obedience to the law of the Lord, Torah in Hebrew, to His instruction, to His direction, to the guidance that we find in His Word. As we say, at the beginning of each day, as we get up, we say, "Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done in my life today. Guide me today through your word. Show me the way that I should go, how I should conduct myself today." So in his word, we find direction, we find joy in following him. We show integrity in what we do, in what we say, and in how we live our life. And this certainly is a challenge, isn't it? Since so many things try to take us off track, our weaknesses, our sins, our desires, as we look around us and we are influenced by the things of this world. Oh, how we need the grace of God to help to keep us on the right path. And though there are many people who claim to know the Lord, it is only the true servant of God, the true servant of Jesus Christ, who is on that narrow path, the only place where we will find true peace and true rest and true joy. And when we fail to follow the Lord on that path, and we all do sometimes, don't we? We're devastated, aren't we? We're devastated because we have disgraced our Lord once again. We have disgraced the love of our life, our reason for living. And so we are reminded by this, that true Christianity is not a religion with all of the things that are associated with religion, and there are many of them. But true Christianity is a relationship, isn't it? It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in that relationship, we have the blessing of God upon us. Blessing in our lives, blessing in our walk, blessing both now and forever. And what God has blessed, the enemy cannot curse. Just ask Balaam. So the psalmist continues in verse 2 with another blessing, with the second blessing. And so he says, "How blessed are those who observe his testimonies," natser in Hebrew, "who bear witness to his word." How do we bear witness to his word? Suppose we talk about it, right? But this word goes a little deeper. How blessed are those who guard his word by keeping his word. Obedience to the word of God is the way that we truly demonstrate the truth, isn't it? It is the way that we testify that we truly believe his word. Because if we are not following his word, then why would we expect anyone else to follow it when we talk about it to them. Our lives, not only our words, are a witness to the truth. And so we diligently seek after him, we are told in verse 2. We seek after him where? In the scriptures. We seek him with all of our heart, with like we're looking for hidden treasure. That is how much we value Christ and his word. And the more that we seek him in his word, the more that he will reveal himself to us in his word. And those who truly do know him, it says in verse 3, will be careful to do no unrighteousness. Evah in Hebrew. We will be careful not to wander off the path and into wickedness and into injustice, into compromise, into wrongdoing. We will seek to follow the Lord and to walk in his ways. By the power of God within us, we will seek to keep his word, and so he will keep us from sin and error. And in verse 4, the psalmist once again cries out to God. Perhaps you'd like to join him. And he says, you have ordained your precepts, your commands, salah in Hebrew. You have set them in order. You have entrusted them to us so that by the power of your Spirit who lives within us, we would obey them from our heart, so that we would keep them diligently, me'od in Hebrew, quickly, forcefully, with singleness of heart, with all of our might, with all of our strength, not just when it is convenient, and not just when someone is watching us. Oh, the psalmist exclaims in verse 5, I long to follow you like that. Long to follow you with all of my heart. That's what I want to do. But in my weakness, you know that I fall far short of your divine standard of perfection. So I need your help. Lord, help me so that my ways might be established. Kun in Hebrew. So that they might be firmly prepared and grounded in your word. So that I might keep your statutes. Hope in Hebrew, what you have prescribed, what you have engraved on my heart, what is necessary for us to follow. So lead me, Lord. Lead me in the right direction. Lead me on a level path. Then I will not be ashamed, the psalmist says in verse 6, bush. In Hebrew, I will not act shamefully and be ashamed when I look at all of your commandments in your word. Free me from the shame of disobedience. Sin brings shame. At least it does for those of us who belong to Jesus Christ. And only Christ can free us from that shame. Since only he can free us from our sin. Then the psalmist says in verse 7, then I'll be able to give thanks to you. I will sing hymns of praise to your holy name. I will sing with uprightness of heart, yosher in Hebrew, with straightness, with honesty, with integrity. When I learn of your righteous judgments, when you instruct me as to what is right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Then the psalmist says in verse 8, I will seek to keep your statutes. I will seek to obey you. Though I fail and I fall along the way, I'm counting on you, Lord, to pick me back up again, to help me. So I pray, Lord, the psalmist says, do not forsake me. Azaf in Hebrew. Do not abandon me. Do not leave me here. Don't leave me behind utterly without remedy in my sin. I can't do this on my own, Lord. It would be disastrous. It would be my ruin. It would be my death. But the good news for the psalmist and the good news for us is that by the grace of God, victory over sin is ours in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.